The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Brothers and sisters, you and I are all called to be saints. Today I would like to present a quick checklist to help us each, to help each of us be sure that we are on the track to sainthood. Here are three words to always keep in mind. The first one is happy. Saint Teresa of Avila once said, "From sour-faced saints, O Lord, deliver us." Saints are happy people. This does not mean that saints don't ever undergo any misery. It simply means that they have the right attitude to face it, because they know that God is on their side, and if God is for us, who can be against us? Many saints have faced persecution, even from the church. For example, Saint Mother Theodore Guérin, I think she had lived and died in Indiana. She was the founder of the Sisters of Providence of Our Lady of the Woods. And she lived and died here in the U.S. And you know what happened to her? She was even excommunicated by the bishop and expelled from the religious community that she herself had founded. But she did not give up. She did not enter into depression and mope around, because she trusted in God. And in God alone did she find her peace. And therefore, she was happy. The second word is healthy. Legend says that St. Thomas Aquinas was so fat that they had to cut a semicircle into his desk so that he could write. He's one of my favorite saints for... All right. I'm not talking about just physical health, but healthy meaning being a balanced person. The saints knew that God takes us as we are and then perfects us. As St. Thomas Aquinas himself said, "Grace builds upon nature." God does not destroy our human nature, but God divinizes it. He makes us divine. Saints were very practical people who kept both of their feet on the ground most of the time. St. Joseph of Cupertino was known for the gift of levitation. And for you students out there, he's the patron saint of students. There was an altar in the church of I Dodici Apostoli, of the 12 Apostles in Rome. And every time during exam time, they would the friars, the Franciscans, they would always light candles on his altar, because they knew that all the students would come during exam time to pray for him. So pray to pray to him. So pray to him, all you students out there. The third word is holy. God calls us to holiness. Be holy as I am holy. Sin is not being holy. Sin is in not striving to be holy. Let me repeat that. Sin is not in not being holy. Sin is not striving to be holy. We must constantly strive to become transformed into Christ. And we must not lose hope. We have a long list of saints whose examples and intercession should aid us in the process. Saints were not born saints. Everybody here knows about Saint Augustine, no? And the life he lived before his conversion. But do you know about Saint Mary of Egypt and She seduced there was a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and she went on this boat back then, and she seduced all the men on the boat, and I guess she had relations with them, but when she got to the Holy Land, she had a conversion. She was a seducer, and from seducer, she became a saint. There are many other saints. I've told you about Blessed Bartolongo before, who was ordained a satanic priest, and eventually became one of the greatest devotees to the Rosary, and is now blessed. Saints were not born saints. Every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future. One of the Adorno priests that I used to live with in Rome would often tell us, first the gospel, prima il Vangelo e poi il Vangelo vissuto nella vita dei santi. You know what that means? First the gospel, and then the gospel lived in the lives of the saints. We must get to know the Word of God first, and then we have the lives of the saints to help us get to know the Word of God. In my pocket, wherever I go, I always carry this thing with me. It's a brown little pouch, and inside this pouch are contained the relics of several saints whom I'm very devoted to. And whenever I feel down or whenever I feel like I need some help, I just reach into my pocket and I pray to these saints whom I hold, whose relics I have. And I find such a great source of consolation and strength. Why? Because they're our friends. Many of us here know if we have a good piece of juicy gossip, what do? We call our friends. If we need some help, what do? We call our friends for help. But we have friends in the saints too. One of the things that's in this pouch is a miraculous medal that was given to me by my grandmother who died last August the 11th. And I call upon her help too. Today we don't just celebrate the feasts of the saints who are canonized, but even of the saints who are not in the canon of the church. Our parents, our grandparents, our loved ones and friends who have gone before us, who lived lives that were happy, holy, and healthy, and who are now numbered amongst the saints. As the gospel tells us today, the logic of God is different from the logic of the world. How can the sad be happy? How can the persecuted be happy? How can they be blessed? The logic of the world is different from the logic of God. And so, brothers and sisters, let us keep this in mind, and let us strive for sainthood ourselves, so that we can be happy, healthy, and holy, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Amen.